purchased an art bookstore in Prague in 1968. That guy right there. Okay, that's all set. Now, let's go to number 23.
Yes.
Now, how do you think you came to... He exhibited with Daddy, and she exhibited with Daddy in Frankfurt Kunstkabinett in 1960.
Is that when it was? Uh-huh.
She
sent over to us a package of her work, which included banners made of netting, which were to be hung from the ceiling. It was, I thought, an original idea. They didn't say much of it in Germany.
Mm.
Well, I mean, it's a clever idea, but I mean, Anna's gallery didn't. They're too reactionary. It was a charming show. We took photos of it and sent the photos to her, so she had the
Well, this one of the photos was in one of the books. I found a photo of the exhibit.
Right.
In one of the books, I was just, you know, cataloging it, and I found a big photo of the exhibit. Daddy was there, and it looked like that piece was on the wall. But I'm not sure.
Oh. Well, that could explain. She might have said, select a picture from as a gift for us. She might have said that. I'll ask. She gave us this picture when we visited her in her home and studio in Milwaukee. And it could have been that we showed this to Hannah to encourage her to make the show in Frankfurt. It could have been.
Uh-huh.
Now, you said that was in 60. When?
Well, 60 was the exhibit.
In 1960. See, that was some time ago. 25.
The very beginning of it.
25 years ago. And Hannah visited us in Milwaukee. I wonder what year that was. 53? 54? When did Hannah come to Milwaukee? 1954, Paul? Of course, you would have met Lucius Stern Lin.
Mm-hmm.
Because mother and father gave a beautiful reception for Hannah at the Women's Club of Wisconsin in Milwaukee.
Mm.
Sure, Lucia came to the reception, so she met Hannah and probably had her to her home later, I imagine.
Oh, the Trekkers.
Whew. Look at that. All that black
stuff.
That was
done in 47. I know. You killed it.
I don't see why you can't put something on to melt the stuff off.
Oh, I can't. Maybe somebody professional can, but I can't.
I'm sure a professional can.
Well, should I spend the money on something that's already so deteriorated?
Now, Troikas.
How'd you know?
He was from Berlin, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I don't know.
I think so. Oh, wasn't Troikas from Berlin?
Yeah.
And he, you know, the Berlin...
He lived in Hamburg here.
Oh. Well, let's see what it says here. Everyone has a different story.
Hey, now, do you know where you got it from?
Gallery France, you mentioned, huh?
Uh-huh.
I remember that.
That was in 1948. He exhibited in Gallery France.
I think that's where I got it.
Or was you with Hannah then? Because in 46, 47, when you traveled alone, he exhibited in the Garrett Rosen Gallery.
Oh. Either one or the other. I remember the France Gallery, too. But was there any date on it?
47 is when it was done.
Oh. Yeah, that's an open thing.
Okay. Purchase Ullman. Purchase from artist 1947. Where did he live?
In Berlin.
Berlin. God, what a trip. The other one, 47 also?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And look at number 76.
Horse at that time too, the wire horse that Carol has.
Uh-huh.
You're going to photograph that, I imagine.
At some point, yeah. So how long did you know Oma? Did you know him just when you went to Berlin, or did you know him other times?
No, too? I met him when I went to Berlin. That was it.
That was it. You never touched with him again.
Well, let's see. I'm sure I saw him more at other times, some other places.
Mm-hmm.
He became a this is before, but later he became a professor in the Art Academy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You see, during the war and before, these abstract artists were forbidden, and they, of course, had no jobs in art schools. Uh-huh. But after the war, the good ones all got good jobs and became professors in the art academies.
Okay. Yep, Wildemann. How do you think you got that? It says 1947, Stuttgart.
That was it.
Did you buy it from him, or?
Yes. We bought these directly from him.
In Stuttgart?
In his home studio in Stuttgart. Well, a little village outside, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, Hannah was, the word is begeistered, impressed and enchanted with his work, and decided to have a show of his work in Frankfurt, and that's when he had a show together with Paul.
Oh, I see.
And Willie Bellmeister.
Uh-huh.
The three of them.
Okay.
Art school, he was also a teacher in the art school in Stuttgart, or some art school somewhere.
Wildemann died young?
Well, he didn't live too long after that. You know, those fellas, they live such a horrible life with starvation that they just didn't live very long afterwards.
Mm. Okay, now look at number 37. That's the hints.
Hintze.
René Hintze.
37?
Uh-huh. Well, for Virginia Paul Fontaine, 1957.
Well, he was a young artist in the art school.
Mm-hmm.
And he just came to us and gave it to us as a gift. It might have been at Christmas time.
Could have been a purchase, maybe, to help him out?
Well, that could have been, too. I don't remember. This collage by
Hintze, wasn't he an art student in Darmstadt? A lot of little pasted up things. Did he give it to us as a gift, or did we buy it from him, or what?
That's it. He came and he wanted to sell us something from his work.
Mm-hmm.
We picked out that one and gave him some money for it. That's about all. He was, you know, a hungry student.
Yeah. You don't know his first name. You said he was an architect?
Yeah. He was a good friend of Heinz Rasch.
That's a painting book, Mom. It's not going to be in there.
Okay.
Or is that German art? It's German art. Yeah, I guess they would have him.
He might be in here as an architect.
Now, look at number 24. He's a student of Willy Baumeister. And that was right behind the Truckus print. You know how you got that one? You matted them together.
Oh.
But it was done on a Carl Nagel Gamund printing order form.
What?
The back of that drawing is nothing but a print order form. Like, you know, you want something printed up?
Oh, well.
You don't have any idea how you got that. Number 18, it's Toma Nova. He's another Czech artist.
Oh, isn't that nice? Was that in the collection?
No.
I wonder.
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
You probably purchased it in the bookstore?
Yes. It was small, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very small.
That's why every bookstore has them.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Hans Kunz. It doesn't exist anywhere. His address was Frankfurt am Main, Rodelheim, Padillostrasse. Now, do you remember if the date was 1951? I wonder if he's in your book. He's probably in your diary.
Hans Kunz?
No, Kunz. K-U-N-Z.
Kunz. Max Kunz?
No.
Hans Kunz.
Oh. Does it ring a bell at all?
And he came from Rodelheim?
Mm-hmm.
Max Kunz.
Possibly an older man, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hans Kunz from Rodelheim.
Oh. Rodelheim was outside Frankfurt. I don't know, forget that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's either a gift or purchase. Okay.
Oh, what was Jack Horner at AG Publication? Was he an artist or what? He's a commercial artist in Action General Publication. How would you explain who he was, Paul?
He worked above Daddy.
What's the story? What did he say about him? Commercial artist? What was he?
Yes, commercial artist.
In Frankfurt. AG Publications? Well, AG Publications,
so how did you get?
No one know what that means.
Adjutant General at Publications, but what? How did you get that?
Was it this thing from Warner? Is that a Christmas gift?
Oh, they're trying out paper.
It was silkscreen.
Silkscreen, yeah.
What? What?
They're trying out new paper for silk screening. It's a type of blotting paper which was worked very well.
Hmm.
He was one of the supervisors in AG Publications, Frankfurt, Germany.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about? I don't have anything. This is somebody I found later, so he's not in there. His name is Alfred Eichhorn. And 15, a whole mappa, 15 original lithographium, 1946-47.
Oh, those are just street scenes of Frankfurt, weren't they?
It was abstract.
Oh.
1947?
Yeah,
47.
Was he German?
Mm-hmm. Does he ring a bell at all? Stuttgart.
Oh, he did Willy Baumeister's drawings.
What do you mean, printing or photography?
That was his lithographs, his printing. Publishing.
He was a printer for Baumeister?
Yeah.
Oh. Publisher. Huh?
Yeah, printer and publisher.
Printer and publisher of Baumeister mappas. Oh, I'm glad you remembered that. That's wonderful. That's terrific.
He's not in here.
He's not listed in the book.
No.
That's because he was a commercial man. Oh.
Do you know how you got the mappa?
How did we get the mappa, Paul?
He gave it to us. 46, 47? Isn't that kind of early?
Yeah, that's when he was doing it.
Did you get it in Stuttgart or someplace?
Stuttgart.
Yeah.
Stuttgart.
Well, he could have done the mappa earlier and given it then in 47.
Mm-hmm. From the Galerie Gerhard Rose in Berlin, 1946, called Grafik 1946. And it had all these different artists in it. Ullmann, Held, Kamarov, Lahn, Strecker,
yeah.
Thiemann, Truckes, Zimmermann, Hartung, Sietz, Stompe, Teunert.
Uh-huh.
Now, you bought that?
Yeah, it was Galerie that made it, put it out. Wasn't it Galerie Rosen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, purchase... From Gallery Rosen, 1946.
47.
Okay. Yeah. Berlin. Okay, this Hector Navarro, number 92.
That's Mexican.
I know. So you just purchased it in Guadalajara?
Yeah, do you want a little tortilla or something?
No.
No. No. You have to. You had enough candy. This is there's a Navarro graphic here, Paul. It's a lot of scribbles.
Yeah, he gave it to us.
That was a gift. There was a gift from when? When you bought this painting for me last Christmas? Or Christmas ago? Or was it a birthday present? What year? What year's?
Probably 1979, okay.
I'll check the mustache.
Okay, now, the Ludwig Meidner drawing. It said right on there, Ludwig Meidner, November 64. Yeah. So, you didn't buy it from some gift from
he
Meidner.
He came to our home.
I have a photo of that. I found a photo. It fell out of one of these books of Meidner drawing me with Hannah and Daddy
in this,
Darmstadt and Ludwig's here.
Yeah, and the photo, you have that?
Mm-hmm.
The photo? Oh, great. Because he had a big exhibition, a perspective of his work, in the Kunsthalle in Darmstadt.
Mm-hmm. That's right, he did.
And Dr. Reed and his wife came,
mm-hmm.
and another dear friend of Meidner's, and we had them all to our home. And that's who made a sketch of you.
Huh.
Gee, I was lucky, huh?
And the signature S look, or... G. Tucker. Rooker. Mucker.
Sweet.
Now talk about Schmidt Schmid, number 38. Right there. Heinz Schmidt Schmid.
Oh, it's not a name though, is it?
It says Nice Eze, 1951.
Well.
Herrn und Frau Fontaine mit Erinnerung an Heinz Schmidt Schmid.
Well, he must have come from Schmid, because people with Schmidt
doesn't
always...
It said Nice Eze, though, like it was a little small town in southern France or something.
Oh?
Nice? N-I-C-E? Nice?
Yeah.
And then Eze? E-Z-E?
Yeah.
What do you think that's all about?
Oh, Nice is and what else? Erze?
Eze. E-Z-E.
It's Erze.
Watch out, Daddy, who Schmidt Schmid is.
Probably.
Daddy, do you know who Schmidt Schmid is?
Do you remember the artist painter in Wiesbaden?
Uh-huh.
And a contemporary of Otto Altrip.
Okay.
And one of the first artists we met in Germany.
Uh-huh. Was his name Wagner or Wegner?
Well, Wegner, I guess, whatever you said it was.
I don't know.
I thought it was Wagner, but it doesn't make any sense.
Because the only ones I have here don't say anything about Wiesbaden. There's someone named Friedrich Wagner. No, he's dead. Fritz Wagner.
That's probably the one.
Munich.
Munich, oh.
He worked with Karl Roth and Seitz in München. Went to Italy, Ungarn, Romanian. He was a farmer type. He did drawings of farmer types, still lifes. Doesn't make sense, it'd be
no,
him.
No, it wouldn't be it.
Then there's a H. Johann Wagner, he was a draftsman, lived in Halle. And from Menzel bis Picasso, he was in a contemporary art exhibit. But he lived in Schneeberg and then in Halle.
Oh.
Then there's Hedwig Wagner, who's a woman, wasn't that. And there's Heinz Wagner, who was a maler, graphicer, and worked with glass. It was in Leipzig.
Now this would be someone in Wiesbaden.
And then
in Gable.
Leipzig.
The neighborhood.
Didn't have any.
Well, he was so unknown, I guess that he just remained unknown.
Then there's Hermann Wagner, Französisch Maler. You can't see. Then there's
this artist Wagner we bought a picture from. Wiesbaden, remember his first name?
this is Arthur Wagner, Arthur Wagner.
Okay, maybe.
I never heard of that. Arthur, really? Is it Wagner or Wagner? W-A-G. Oh, did you hear that? I didn't know that. Well, Dad thinks that the Wagner probably worked in the museum also, and asked him if there are any other artists around. He said no. So meanwhile, then later we found Rachel.
Oh. Okay. Now, that's it.
That's it. You've done it all.
Well, not. We could still work on the other rough edges later.
I had taken a bus, the military bus, to Wiesbaden.
To get the Rheinische Mädchen?
Uh-huh, and trudged around in the snow, visiting, looking in antique galleries, and I saw this head high on a shelf. And I said, can I see this? We got it down. I said, would you sell it? And what do you want for it? And told me the price. I don't remember what it was, but apparently I had enough with me to... And so I carried it on my back to the bus stop and got on the military bus and brought it back. And of course, the bus doesn't take me to my house, so I had to, wherever the bus left me, I had to lug this heavy wooden sculpture on my back to stay home. And that was my first, the best antique I ever bought. The Rheinische Mädchen, we decided that that's what it was because it has such a lovely smile on the face. And it was explained to me by an art dealer saying, any sculpture with a beautiful smile on the face is from the Rhineland because of the wonderful wine there. Everyone has a smile on their face. Rolf's house.
Yeah. Hannah, you were saying Rolf's house?
Mrs. Frau Rolf's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking to each other in German. Of course, I'd only been in Germany a short time. And she kept saying, wie hübsche Frau, wie hübsche Frau. And I didn't know what the she was saying. I had a lady, what does that mean? And she said, well, it means that you're a very nice woman, pretty woman. But that's an expression I hadn't heard before.
What did you say again? What's his name?
Schneider. Schneider in English was Schneider. He was Swiss. And he came to Paris to live because it worked.
He was famous like Hartung.
He was contemporary of Hartung. They always, everyone showed together in the big shows. Hartung, Schneider, and so weiter.
What's his first name?
Oh, I don't know.
Look in the book.
And how did you know him?
Oh, yeah. I was in Paris with Hannah. Were you with us too? And we visited this Swiss lady in her beautiful home on the edge of the Bois de Boulogne.
Wasn't at the time when we saw Mrs. He was wife, was a widow, Kandinsky.
Well, Yvonne took us to visit Madame Kandinsky.
Yeah. Well, that was in 1951. That was in your diary.
That was 1951. And,
Went over to see his paintings, and they were hoping we would buy
one. The Swiss lady brought us to Schneider's studio in the city, and we had to climb about 6 flights of stairs. It was way up. A small room he had. And he showed us his work. And even though he had a small studio, you painted very large paintings. But they were characterized by being very dark colored schemes.
No.
Browns and blacks.
Can't we look at Art Schneider in a book? Don't we have a book somewhere?
Push that stuff off.
I'll say that again. What'd you say?
Herr Herberts. I don't forget his first name. Was the owner, his father was. He worked for he inherited it, of a huge paint factory in Wuppertal, Elberfell area, and Wuppertal Barmen. And during the Antarctica Kunsttime, when the modern artists were not allowed to paint, Louis Baumeister and other good artists were hired by him and used to work in the laboratories experimenting with paints and their uses.
He gave many artists a job during Hitler times.
But the son who inherited the factory was a very ambitious man. And he's the one who hired Krauss to build his beautiful home, which was huge. It had everything automatic that was available at that time in the 40s, late 40s, early 50s. And he is married into my family, branch of my family. His wife was a branch of my family. And I phoned her, or Heinz phoned him to ask if we could come up to see him and see the house. He said no, it wouldn't be possible because he was entertaining some important dignitaries from the government in Hamburg. And I felt rather offended. Because it wouldn't have been a very long visit, you know, just a little goodbye. And then later I learned, in fact, it became the humorous gossip among the artists that they all knew that when Herr Herberts became Herr Dr. Herberts, he had bought his doctorship by donating a great amount of money to the apolitical party in Hamburg. It was a joke.
Was that your offer to the Vigliani and Zell?
Vigliani, a portrait of a head. But it was so strangely painted. The price was about $5,000. Well, it was sort of, it wasn't painted the way he paints. It might have been signed with Vigliani and looked like one, but I'm sure it wasn't. I'm quite sure it wasn't.
What was his name again? Say it again.
His name is Gerhard Armand Schneider. He lived in Paris, 15th arrondissement, France.
His name was Gerard, G-E-R-A-R-D, Schneider. I went to Stuttgart and did what?
That's where he learned about Baumeister.
Learned about materials with an artist, of making prints and things, patterns. No, it's just more, you just learn more from a...
Not to be a Baumeister professor.
When he wrote Das Unbekannte in Kunst, the unknown in art, but then he became a professor in the academy. Before he was just a teacher, then he became a professor.
How come you're not listening here as under collections, under collectors?
Mary Katie was in Switzerland with her family, her children. And the secretary, who's been there forever, well, I think her name is Maria, isn't it? She said that she'd be calling her to Switzerland that night, and she'd find out if she was coming back so that I could make an appointment to see her. But she was staying. She called me the next day saying that Stroyer was staying in Switzerland. She had a home in Switzerland. She had a home in Canary Islands. She had a home in Ireland. And then one in Darmstadt.
The museum has a whole section of the museum devoted to the Stroyer collection.
Mm-hmm.
Still with all the most modern.
They also left money to build a wing to the museum.
Well, 77.
Which they were digging when I was there.
79 or earlier?
79. Meanwhile, his collection was on the top floor of the museum.
Yeah.